We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Rush Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hi, Rob.
Hello. Good. Congratulations to you and your team to go on the road and pick up that big 35-25 win at Delaware. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Oh, man. It was a great win to go to Delaware and get a win. We haven't, it's been a while and been, a couple years Delaware beating us. And our guys played good for the most part. We had some big plays. And, we had some plays, big plays when we really needed to have them. And, when they score and we come right back with a kickoff return, score again, we come back with a kickoff return. And we never gave up the momentum in that game. Even when they got it to 28-25, we hit another big play to get it to 35-25. And I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that, 7 minutes to go in the game, we had the ball and the clock hit zero and we still had the ball. Got some critical first downs that we hadn't been doing in the past. Joe Mancuso had a tremendous run on third down, just a great effort run to get a first down, and we were able to take a knee to win a game and to get out of there. The two very similar teams. I mean, I think if we played Delaware 10 times in a season, it would be 5-5. A lot of similarities in the teams. And we knew it'd be tough. They've got good young players there. They didn't have their quarterback who they like a lot, which, may have helped us a little bit, obviously. With that, was really the run threat, but their quarterback did run fairly decent. He got some critical third downs on the quarterback draw stuff. He played good enough, but the other guy's really a dynamic player for them, and I'm sure not having him hurt him a little bit. We beat a good football team, a well coached team, and that kind of makes you pretty happy about it.
After that such a tough loss that you had to yell at home, how proud of your guys to be able to get off to such a fast start in that game in a difficult environment on the road?
Yeah, I don't know how, but we had a good week of practice, and our guys are bought in. We're excited to play every week. They work hard. I don't think they'll ever give up in any, no matter what the situation is. I'm awful proud of them, and we got great senior leadership, and we got three fantastic captains that are doing an unbelievable job of keeping this team. We were 1-3, losing to Fordham. Everybody could have packed it in, and they refused to, and we got a couple big conference wins, and then obviously the Yale loss, and nobody. They're bought in. They love us. We love them. So, I told the team last night, I got them in the huddle. I said, I like this team. It's a good team to be around, good kids to be around. And I think, we've got some pretty good players. So that combination will give us a chance every week. But we got to execute to win any games in this league, no question.
Got a couple questions. And Keith, go get this for us, Hillary.
Yes, your first question comes from Kyle Gensing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, with Aaron's play in the return game, I mean, obviously that's a pretty huge boost for you guys, especially when he had some of those returns. Were you surprised to see him get, another couple of opportunities even after having sprung one before?
I'm not sure. I don't think he got he actually did get another opportunity after they sky kicked it a couple times over there. But, Aaron has been good. He played 4 games for us with that new redshirt rule last year as a true freshman, and he was returning kicks. And, he didn't pop one for a score, but, I mean, he had some big-time returns, and we knew coming into this year that he could be good. We just had to do an adequate job of blocking for him, and we hadn't been doing that. And so we actually got some blocks, stayed on some blocks, and And you know, he's a good enough player that he can either break a tackle or make somebody miss if need to. But, you know, the second one, you know, it was well blocked, and he didn't even have, he just hit the lane and took off.
And then on the defensive side, what kind of presence is Kobe Turner for you guys, both on the field and kind of in the locker room?
Well, I'm glad you brought him up. He's having a fantastic year for us. You know, he's just a redshirt sophomore, and you know, he's been doing, I mean, just a high-energy guy. He's making impact plays for us, whether it's sacks. You know, he made a play that probably, you know, he got a sack for a one-yard loss that was a huge, I mean, it was a huge play in the game. You don't even realize it, but, you know, we actually missed the sack. We came on a blitz and missed the sack, and somehow he fights off a block and gets the guy drugged down. You know, he had a lot of room, and, you know, but little plays like that, he's just a high-energy guy. You know, he's a unique individual too. You know, he's a great kid and tremendous family. But you know, he's a musician. He actually, you know, at a funeral yesterday here on campus, he sang in the choir. Just a tremendous talent. You know, in all aspects of his life. And he came here as a walk on, so we're extremely fortunate we got him.
And talking with him and Mo both previously this season, they mentioned that when they're done with school and football and everything, that both of them want to work with kids in some capacity, you know, with Kobe teaching music and that sort of thing. I mean, guys are kind of inclined towards that leadership teaching role. Do you see that sort of reflected in who they are as football players?
Yeah, Mo's, I hope Mo, before he starts working with kids, you know, gets a chance to play in the NFL. You know, I know that's probably his first deal that he wants to manage here in his life, and he's a talented player. But his leadership, and he's been everything we could have asked for in a captain and a leader. You know, we go out on Sundays, and sometimes we put a lot of the other guys that don't get as much playing time in. And I was just watching him last night, and he was coaching his position up on every single snap. You know, he could have stand there and just BS with the guys in the back, you know, and, but I mean, he was into it. A great, great individual. You know, I've loved my 3 years, getting a chance to coach him.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Huseman, last year when that fair catch rule came in for kickoffs, you suggested that maybe inside the five you'd prefer your guys to throw their arm up and take a fair catch. I noticed that Aaron Dykes on that first one, he was right on the goal line or maybe in the end zone a little bit. Can you discuss that decision of his and if he was reprimanded afterwards for doing that, returning it 100%?
He wasn't reprimanded, but he was supposed to fair catch that ball. And, you know, our rule is, you know, we'll put it, he is on the five, and if he has to back up, you know, we're not going to bring it out. And I think Aaron got a little confused as to where he was. I think he thought, you know, because he caught that and kind of momentum took him kind of back into the end zone. And in his mind, he wasn't sure, do I have to bring it out? You know, and he brought it out, and thank goodness he brought it out. Nobody really yelled at him. I gave him a high five afterwards, and that's the way it goes. I mean, sometimes you got to have those things happen to win games, and we were good on kickoff return last year. I think we were second in the country, so our guys up front have been doing a nice job, and a lot of good returns last year, and we know he's capable every time he touches it.
Hey, if I could follow up just by asking, I know in the past you have said that you're not a big fan of kickoffs in general because of the safety issue. Have you come around any on that in the last year or so, or you still feel that way?
Just last week I came around on it, and then I'm back to it's not a safe play, but this past Saturday I was a big fan of kickoff and kickoff return, but I think moving forward, it is a pretty tough play, and
I think I do see a lot of injuries on it. You know, I don't know what they can ever do to make it better. Even though we returned two for a touchdown, I'm still inclined to say it's probably a pretty dangerous play. And, you know, if I had to vote for changes, I would probably vote for changes on the kickoff stuff. So even though we got a couple popped on them for us last Saturday, I still am inclined to either do away with it or refine it to where it's not as dangerous.
Hey, if I could sneak in one more, Joe Mancuso has played awfully well for you, but, man, when you watch him play, you can still see a lot of room for growth. You know, he sails a couple balls every game. Can you speak about his development and how he's performing in your view?
I tell you what, he's moving in the direction that we want our quarterbacks to move in. He's playing really well, playing with confidence. He's taking coaching really well. You know, he's becoming a really good team player. So I'm proud of the direction that Joe's going. He's got to continue. You're absolutely right. You know, he left a few out there, you know, the week before he left a few out there, but he's getting better and better. And I think he's getting better with confidence, his mental makeup. All those things are turning him into a better quarterback. And I think if he continues to progress, you know, he can be really, really good. He's talented, no question about that. So been pleased with where he's been the last few weeks.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. See you, Rob.
Thank you. See you.